About the author, Gurbhabhishta Supurakam, Guru Ganair Ashisha Sambhushitam, Chincha Chincha Samastaveda Nipunam, Sri Rupa Pantanugam, Govinda Bidham Ujvalam Varatanam, Bhaktyanvitam Sundaram, Vande Vishva Gurum Chadibya, Bhagavat Prem Nohi Bija Pradam. Quote, I offer my obeisance unto Srila Bhaktisunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, who perfectly fulfills his Gurudev's most cherished desires, who is fully adorned with the blessings of his Gurudev's associates, who is expert in all aspects of Vedic knowledge, both conceivable and inconceivable, who is the preeminent follower of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu's line, whose beautiful, exalted, effulgent form is filled with devotion, who is the guru of the world, and who distributes the seed of divine love for the Supreme Lord. Close quote. His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj made his appearance in this world on 17th of December 1929 in the holy land of Sri Gaura Mandal in a village known as Bamonpara within the Burdwan district of West Bengal, India. Like the sun rising and inspiring lotuses to bloom, Srila Govinda Maharaj appeared in a Brahmana family and filled the land of Sriman Mahaprabhu with joy. His family's ancestors were followers of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and from his boyhood he engaged in the service of his family's deities, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, who were installed by Nityananda Prabhu's son, Veera Chandra Prabhu. At the age of 17, he met his divine master, Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Gurbhabhishta Supurakam. He perfectly fulfills his Gurudev's most cherished desires. Almost immediately after he arrived, Srila Sridhar Maharaj recognized his divine qualities and publicly declared that he would prepare him to be the future acharya of Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math. Srila Sridhar Maharaj's mission was to propound the glory of Sriman Mahaprabhu according to the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu and his followers, led in modern times by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasati Thakur. Srila Govinda Maharaj acted to fulfill this desire of his Gurudev in every possible way. He set up a printing press and published numerous books and magazines filled with the writings of the Rupanuga Sampradaya's acharyas. He led tours to the pilgrimage sites all over India that are associated with Saraswat Gaudiya Vaishnavism. He established the annual Sri Navadip Dham Parikrama festival at Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math, which has continued without interruption since 1948. He made the arrangements for the installation of the Math's deities, Sri Sri Gandhava Govinda Sundar, and collected the funds needed to construct the domed temple in which they reside. He travelled to towns and villages both near and far to spread Sriman Mahaprabhu's Nam Sankirtan Dharma and inspire souls to take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Guru. The countless endeavours he made in service to his Gurudev cannot be summarised. Srila Govinda Maharaj also served Srila Sridhar Maharaj intimately as his doctor and confidant. Their relationship was so developed that many have described them as a shining example of the perfect guru and the perfect disciple. Srila Govinda Maharaj has described himself as being bound by affection to his Gurudev's feet, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj felt such attachment to Srila Govinda Maharaj that at times he could not tolerate his separation for even a few hours. Guru Ganair Ashisha Sambhushitam. He is fully adorned with the blessings of his Gurudev's associates. Over the course of the 42 years that they lived together, Srila Govinda Maharaj had the fortune of serving many of Srila Sridhar Maharaj's godbrothers and observing their loving interactions with Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Leading preachers like Sripad Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, Sripad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj, Sripad Bhakti Vichar Jajava Maharaj, Sripad Bhakti Dayata Madhava Maharaj, and Sripad Bhakti Kama Madhusudan Maharaj would come to Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat to honor Srila Sridhara Maharaj, and while there would always affectionately encourage Srila Govinda Maharaj. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasati Thakur's sister, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's sister, Bhavani Didi, and Srila Sridhara Maharaj's sister, Rama Didi, and other noble ladies also blessed Srila Govinda Maharaj during his youth. During the late 40s and early 50s, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ran a preaching center on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat in Kolkata. As a young brahmachari, Srila Govinda Maharaj would stay with Srila Swami Maharaj for a few months each year. Daily, Srila Swami Maharaj would teach him verses from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and he would cook for Srila Swami Maharaj. During this time, Srila Swami Maharaj also trained him as a preacher by engaging him as the first distributor of Back to Godhead magazine. When Srila Govinda Maharaj started Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat's Sri Gaudiya Darshan magazine, Srila Swami Maharaj wrote a letter of appreciation for his service. Quote, "Your writing is not only very amusing but instructive. And in time you can become a great transcendental humorist in the art of journalism. You have complete mercy from your Divine Master, and you can depend on His blessings for your future improvement. I sincerely wish you all success. Undoubtedly you are now in the highest order of Varnashram Dharma, but we cannot forget that you belong to the category of our affectionate sons. We cannot forget all such filial love for you. And when we see that you are improving in all respects, it gladdens our heart. Chincha chincha samasta veda nipunam. He is expert in all aspects of Vedic knowledge, both conceivable and inconceivable." Srila Govinda Maharaj's command of the revealed scriptures amazed everyone who met him. From his childhood he had a remarkable memory, and when he came to the mat he quickly memorized hundreds of songs and thousands of verses on his Gurudev's order. From that time until his final days he could readily recite Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, large portions of Srimad Bhagavatam, and countless verses from other texts. Within 2 or 3 years of joining, he could lecture with more authority than many of his guru's godbrothers. Srila Govinda Maharaj's capacity to recount and explain the scriptures pleased Srila Sridhara Maharaj so much that when Srila Govinda Maharaj was a brahmachari of only 2 years, Srila Sridhara Maharaj gave him the title Vidyaranjan, which means one whose knowledge delights others. Srila Sridhara Maharaj also later stated in his last will and testament, quote, "Above all, he, Srila Govinda Maharaj, is well known and unanimously acclaimed as being firmly established in the philosophy of the perfect axiomatic truth of bhakti, as propounded by both myself as well as by my Divine Master." Close quote. Srila Govinda Maharaj wrote numerous poems and articles in Sanskrit and Bengali, which he published in the magazine he ran on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat, Sri Gaudiya Darshan. His writings blend Siddhanta with wit, sweetness and humor to melt both the heart and mind. Srila Sridhara Maharaj's godbrothers sometimes mistook his compositions for those of Srila Sridhara Maharaj, which they revered as non-different from Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu's writings. Srila Govinda Maharaj's expertise also went beyond scriptural theory. He was adept at leadership, organization, fundraising, construction, cow care, gardening and cooking. As the mat's manager, he excelled at all services by virtue of his extraordinary intelligence and could expertly put the teachings of the scriptures in practice according to time, place and circumstance. Sri Rupa Pantanugam. He is the preeminent follower of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu's line. Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj was empowered by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to be the self-effulgent acharya of the Rupanuga Sampradaya. At the time of his departure, Srila Saraswati Thakur requested Srila Sridhar Maharaj to sing the Sampradaya's anthem, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. As Srila Sridhar Maharaj's beloved disciple, Srila Govinda Maharaj and only Srila Govinda Maharaj sang this song for him on suitable occasions. Srila Govinda Maharaj served Srila Sridhar Maharaj as a servant, a friend, and an affectionate guardian. All the stages of the relationship between guru and disciple described in the Rupanuga Sampradaya were present between Srila Govinda Maharaj and Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Srila Govinda Maharaj's service to Srila Sridhar Maharaj illustrates the meaning of Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, that the service of Sri Rupa, Sri Guru, is one's life, wealth, joy, fulfillment, everything. Govinda Bhidham. He is known as Srila Govinda Maharaj. In 1985, Srila Sridhar Maharaj conferred sannyas upon Srila Govinda Maharaj, giving him the name Bhakti Sundar Govinda. Srila Govinda Maharaj once asked Srila Sridhar Maharaj about his name, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj replied, "My deity is Govinda and my kunda is Govinda, so your name must be Govinda." Srila Sridhar Maharaj established his mat on the bank of Sri Govinda Kund and Sri Govinda Sunda as its central deity. Holding both this place and this form of the Lord most dearly within his heart, he gave the name Govinda to his dearmost associate, Srila Govinda Maharaj, who he treasured like his most precious jewel. Govinda Bidham Indira Shritta Padang Hastastha Ratna Divat. Ujvalang Varatanang Bhaktyan Vitang Sundaram. His beautiful, exalted, effulgent form is filled with devotion. Srila Sridhar Maharaj has the deepest esteem for Srila Govinda Maharaj. He remarked, "Actually, in many ways, he is more qualified than I am. Also, he came to me with some previous wealth. And he is a natural Paramahansa. And his service never leaves the Nirguna plane. And if you get to know him more intimately, you will come to understand what sort of transcendental character he has." Srila Govinda Maharaj created the atmosphere of Braja Dham wherever he went. His seemingly simple, yet deeply loving and profound personality can only be understood as a manifestation of the Aprakrita realm. His seniors, peers and followers all marveled at the beauty of his form and the sweetness and strength he exhibited as he related naturally and intimately with all. His captivating affection awakened the dormant spirit of devotion from within the hearts of thousands and forcibly inspired them to dedicate their lives to the service of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Vishva Gurum. He is the guru of the world. Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada requested Srila Govinda Maharaj to tour the world with him in the mid-70s to preach to his disciples. Because Srila Govinda Maharaj was Srila Sridhar Maharaj's personal doctor and Srila Sridhar Maharaj's health was unstable at that time, Srila Govinda Maharaj declined. At that time, both Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj prophesied that in the future he would tour the world and inspire their followers on the path of pure devotion. In the early 1980s, when Srila Swami Maharaj's disciples and admirers, who were mostly Westerners, started to frequent Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, seeking guidance and shelter, Srila Sridhar Maharaj did not readily accept them because of his advanced age and ill health. It was only when Srila Govinda Maharaj promised to look after them following Srila Sridhar Maharaj's passing that Srila Sridhar Maharaj sheltered and initiated them. Following the disappearance of Srila Sridhar Maharaj in 1988, Srila Govinda Maharaj, as the President Saivaita Charger of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, toured the world 24 times over the course of 18 years. He oversaw the opening of over 100 centers on 6 continents and distribution of over 350 publications in 20 languages. He crossed linguistic and cultural boundaries and inspired thousands of people of all ages by communicating with them heart to heart. He would often recall with a beaming smile, "The sun never sets on Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math." Dibya Bhagavat Premno Hi Bija Pradam. He distributes the seed of divine love for the Supreme Lord. In 1986, Srila Sridhar Maharaj fulfilled the desire he had cherished for almost 40 years and established Srila Govinda Maharaj as the President Saivaita Charger of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math and all of its centers worldwide. Thereafter, Srila Govinda Maharaj initiated the sincere seekers who approached Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math into the service of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Initiation is compared to the planting of a seed, the seed of divine love, within the heart. As seeds must be nourished and protected in order to bear fruit, so Srila Govinda Maharaj affectionately guided the disciples of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Swami Maharaj, and himself in their practicing lives. His wisdom, experience, character, and charm inspired deep faith within all, and his instructions dispelled all inauspiciousness. He encouraged everyone, regardless of the position they were in, and emphasized chastity, sincerity, love, and affection. He showed by example that serving Sri Guru and Vaishnava and practicing Sriman Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Dharma is the real path towards the service of Radha Krishna in Braja Dham. His foremost advice was to adhere to Sriman Mahaprabhu's formula for chanting the holy name, that is, to be humble, to be tolerant, and give honor to others without expecting it for oneself. His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj departed from this world on 27th of March 2010. Since then, his Samadhi Mandir, the temple of love and affection, has been erected in his honor at Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, Nabadeep, and his faithful followers continue to serve Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga according to his instructions. Before his departure, Srila Govinda Maharaj declared Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj to be his successor as the Saivite President Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math and appointed Acharyas from Western countries to lead the development of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math worldwide. Srila Govinda Maharaj's divine grace continues to shine brightly in the hearts of his sincere followers and through his divine instructions. Summarizing the glory of his divine grace is an impossible task, yet Srila Govinda Maharaj himself has done so in a poem he wrote in his youth, in which he expressed his aim in life. That poem's title is Svarupodbodhana, Awakening the True Self, originally published in Sri Gauriya Darshan, Volume 1, Issue 4, Tuesday, 15th of November, 1955. Ami Guru Dasa Nahi Anya. I am a servant of Guru, nothing else. Ami Kareba Brahmana Chaudha Bhuvana Svarupe Sobaya Kori Udbodhana Hate Loye Yabe Premera Nishana Dharaba Svarupa Chinna. I will travel throughout the 14 worlds, awakening everyone to their true self. I will go with the banner of divine love in hand and cause everyone to recognize the sign of the true self. Ami charaba sakale sarva dharma kariva churna jnana o karma rachibo vishala bhakati harmya guru dasa nahi anya. I will induce everyone to abandon all religions. I will demolish the pursuits of liberation and worldly enjoyment. I will construct a grand palace of devotion. I am a servant of Guru, nothing else. Ami bhangi ba chanda, laga ba dhanda, bachalera mukha khareba banda. Mrityure dhari daniba shanda nahi kappa tatta danya. I will break the customs, bemuse everyone, shut the mouths of the garrulous, hold back death, and distribute good fortune to all. I will do so humbly without deceit. Say Mahabharatera Mahan Parva Yahara Prakashe Hayeche Karva Dekaba Tahara Asima Garva Kaitave Kari Kinna. I will show the unlimited glory of he whose manifestation brought the great portion of the Mahabharat to an end and efface all duplicity. Ami Bajaba Jagate Vijaya Danka Guchaba Sakala Dvandva Shankha Bahaba Vishve Bhakati Ganga Tushi Hari Labhi Punya. I will sound the kettle drums of victory throughout the world, dispel all quarrel and fear, and cause the Ganges of pure devotion to flow throughout the universe. Satisfying the Lord in this way, I will attain good fortune. Ami Aryanarya Mlecha Sabaya Lagaiba Bale Krishna Sevaya Charaiba Sabe Golokera Naya Prithvi Kariba Shunya. I will forcibly engage all, the noble, the ignoble, and the barbarous, in Krishna's service. I will board them all in the boat to Goloka and empty the earth. Ami chalaba sakale guru pada bale vadama tuliba hari bola bale mahamaya vina chalana chalile kariba chinna bhinna. I will guide them all by the power of my guru's feet. I will hoist the boat's sails by the power of chanting Hari. If Mahamaya presents any illusion, I shall cut it asunder. Ami Chinmaya Dhame Chalaiba Tari Chatur Bhuja Habe Yata Nara Nari Stavara Jangama Sabe Labhi Hari Habe Deva Deva Manya. I will drive the boat to the spiritual world, and all the men and women will become four-armed. All moving and inert beings will attain Hari and become worshipable to the demigods. Sabe eka parichaya dibe parichaya labhide svarupa amrita maya pujibe shri hari dibe jaya jaya nehari haiba dhanya. Everyone will identify with the same identity, realize their immortal self, worship Sri Hari and call out Jai Jai. Seeing this, I will be satisfied. Ami Guru Dasa Nahi Anya. I am a servant of Guru, nothing else. Thus ends the entire reading of this book, Revealed Truth, by Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. Om Tat Sat.